The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Welcome back, welcome back. Let's start with this tragic chopper landing. Now I'm always so nervous when I hear about crashes on buildings, about, you know, terrorism. It's just, who doesn't think of that after 9/11? But helicopter crash lands on roof on Midtown Manhattan high rise, one dead, NYPD senior city official says. A helicopter crash landed on the roof of a 54-story office building in Manhattan Monday, sparking a fire and killing one person, authorities say. A call about the incident at the AXA Equitable Center on 7th Avenue and West 51 Street came in shortly before 2 p.m. The NYPD confirmed the hard landing on the roof of 787 7th Avenue. It wasn't clear why the chopper would have tried to land there, nor was it immediate. Okay, I don't understand that either. That's why until I know more information, I don't know if it was. Terrorism always come to my mind. I'm a cynic. I'm a cynic. So that's all I'm gonna say about that. American woman 18 to 54 want socialism. I don't care about your stupid poll. It's all BS. Border battle. Illegals mock Trump deal. Video shows border break over weekend. Hundreds of Ebola-ridden Congo dumped in Texas. Let's see what's going on here. Look at him. He's so comfortable. Okay, so hundreds of illegals from Ebola-ridden Congo dumped in Texas. 350 more on the way. This is from InfoWars. Very sad. Very sad indeed. Very, very sad. Tony Awards fall to all-time ratings lows. Da Vinci's $450 million masterpiece kept on Saudi Prince yacht. Tinder dates from hell. I don't mess with Tinder anymore. I just don't. This is coming from The Sun. Monster dates. Tinder dates from hell. World's worst hookup terrors, from Scott's mom held at knife point to serial killer using app to stalk victims. So sad. That's why I don't like to use these ads, these hookup apps. I really don't. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. What if she set me up and, yeah. Anyway, the likes of Tinder, Bumble, and Plenty of Fish have exploded onto the scene in the past few years and been to thank for countless successful partnerships. Unfortunately, not all relationships born online have proved fruitful. Some people have been subjected to Tinder dates from hell with varying degrees of danger and fear attached. Here are a few horror stories regarding online daters where their romantic evenings were ruined in awful circumstances. Fears for life. Scott's student Carly Kane agreed to meet Alexander Kindred after they chatted on the Tinder's app, and she claimed at the time her would-be seemed norm and nice. But in a horrendous turn of events during their first date, he brandished a blade in her face before threatening to kill cops and blow up her flat during a terrifying standoff with officers. Oh man, this is crazy. Speaking after the thug was caged for 20 months, shaken, Carly, 27, said, "I have nightmares about what could have happened. I could have died. It was the worst date of my life." Does she still use Tinder now? I would say no. I know I wouldn't. Tears over Tinder terror. A terrified Carly. Okay, it's the same one. A terrified Carly, no, maybe someone different. Carly McCabe sobbed as she said she believed she would leave her four children without a mother while allegedly being attacked by knife-wielding Tinder lover. I think it's the same one. Another one here says, suspected serial killer Daniel Drayton, 27, used hookup sites Tinder and plenty of fish to meet up to seven victims and then subjected them to call out attacks, cops say. Oh man, this guy looks sick. Look at the look in his eyes. You know, there's not many black serial killers, but you can look at this guy. He's a young black guy. You can look at him and see that he's a serial killer. You can see he's sick. Just the look on his... He looks really dangerous. He really does. He looks really violent. He really does. He was alleged to have battered one of his hookups to death before he was linked to another rape and attempted murder. Daniel Drayton was accused of killing his date. Do not swipe right. A double rapist from Ireland attempted to use Tinder after being convicted of rape and sexual assault. This is another guy. He looks sick. Brian Davey, white guy here, was found guilty of raping a student twice and blew kisses to his then partner as he was led from the dock. Huh. Wow. Yeah, this... Okay, yeah, I'm not going to read any more of these. Porn star shaken. A Pornhub star, 21, claims she was attacked by a Tinder date in a New York hotel room who tried to rape her. She agreed to meet her date. Okay. Who else we got here? Tinder boat horror. Perhaps most infamously, Charlotte Brown was killed in December 2015 during a speedboat crash on a Tinder date with Jack Shepard. Jack Shepard was convicted of manslaughter after a champagne-fueled first date that saw the pair's boat crash. Okay, so this guy, he wasn't Well, I guess if you're drunk, he shouldn't be racing. But he's not as malicious like the other ones, basically. So yeah, stay away from online dates. That's what it sounds like, online hookup apps. And before you meet, FaceTime each other for a while, get to know the person. You can find like a lot. FaceTiming is the next best thing to being there. FaceTime for a while, and if the person is getting impatient and they can't wait, then move on. That's what I say. But hey, who am I? I'm just a podcaster. Monkey meat warning: AIDS fares as chimp flesh sold at the market. Oh, California, first state to extend health benefits to undocumented. I don't even want to read this. My pressure's gonna boil. I don't want to awaken Chip. He's sleeping here. Okay, sex work legal in New York. Bill introduced, so I don't care. Macron's symbolic friendship tree dies at the White House. What else? Golden State Warriors. End of NBA era looms as Warriors on the brink of defeat. Durant cleared to play. I don't care. Honestly, I haven't watched, and I have no intention of watching. I just don't care. YouTube to block borderline content. Amazon Alexa always listening. That's creepy. I heard about that before. It's not really good. It isn't. Google made 4.7 billion using press content. Yeah, let's read about this. The Archbishop called on Pope to resign. I agree with him. This Pope is of nothing but a loafer, not a real Pope. He's not. In the instant he became one of the most controversial figures in modern Catholic Church history, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vianco went dark. The retired Vatican ambassador to Washington wrote a bombshell letter last summer calling on Pope Francis to resign on the grounds that he had tolerated a known sexual abuser. As that letter was published, Vianco turned off his phone, told friends he was disappearing, and let the church sort out the fallout. 9 months later, in his first extended interview since the moment, Vianco refused to disclose his location or say much about his self-imposed exile. Yeah, I wouldn't either. They definitely would kill you. I agree. But his comments indicated that even in hiding, he is maintaining his role as the fiercest critic of the Francis era, acting either as an honorable rebel or, as his critics see it, as an ideological warrior attacking a pope he doesn't like. Vianco, okay, yeah, I would stay in hiding too, and I agree with him that this pope's gotta go. He's gotta go. Let's see what else we got here. Sleeping with TV on leads to weight gain. Oh boy. Okay, I gotta read this one because I am guilty of this one. It helps me fall asleep. I don't know why, but I like to have the TV on. Speaking of which, so I didn't want to be up all night, and I know if I left Chip in his crate while I was sleeping here, he would yelp all night. So So I put him on my bed so he could sleep on the foot of the bed. And about 2:30 in the morning, I heard a big thump. He must have jumped off or fell off the bed. And so I quickly turned on the light. I look around. I was like, oh, man, I don't see him. I hope he's not hurt. He comes from out under the bed wagging his little tail. So I take him out, and he uses the bathroom. And I praise him because I want him to know it's very good once he used the bathroom outside. So, anyway, sleeping with the TV on, Chicago, dozing off to late night TV or sleeping with other lights on may mix up your metabolism and lead to weight gain and even obesity. Interesting. The National Institutes of Health study published Monday isn't proof, but it bolsters evidence suggesting that too much exposure to light at night could pose health risks. Evolutionary, we are supposed to be sleeping at night in a dark place. This is true. So, there you go. Is it going to stop me from doing it? Probably not. But with Chip around now, I will be able to get more exercise I'm pretty sure if he's like a black lab, they're hunters. They're very energetic. And so I'm going to have to take him on walks once he likes walking. He does not like to walk on the leash. But, yeah. What else we got here? Heat stroke kills monkeys as India suffers in swerving heat, swerving temps. Drug and Brexit race to replace UK May on. I don't care. I don't care. That's about it for this. So when I come back, we'll dive into chocolate labs more specifically, which will be a teachable lesson for myself. So I guess you can call this self-serving if you'd like. But for dog lovers out there, especially if you have a chocolate lab or a lab of your own, this might be entertaining to you. So we will get to that right after this.
Him our president. He's got a big agenda running through his warped mind. Social engineering, socialist government. And there's a woman named Pelosi, passed healthcare with backroom deals. And he looks at her and says, hey baby, I don't care how this country feels. Oh, but ain't that a liberal? Taxing you and me. Ain't that a liberal? Redistributing your money. Oh, ain't that a liberal? Hugging a tree. Soon we'll all be living in poverty. Yeah, in poverty. Ooh, yeah. Well, there's a young man getting dumbed down, listening to college professors. They're screaming, global warming, man. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, it's really, really, really gonna be the end now. And they coerce him to be a parrot for all their liberal lies. Now he believes he's just a victim of the free market ills and crimes. Oh, but ain't that a liberal? sheeple. Believe in everything they're told, told, told. And Obama, 'cause he moves so slow, there's still oil down in the Gulf of Mexico. Ooh yeah, they're the winners, we're the losers. And that's a real big deal, 'cause the average American is being buried by our leaders' irresponsibility. Ain't that a liberal? See, you and me. Ain't that a liberal? Distribute your money. Ain't that a liberal? Hugging a tree. Soon we'll all be living in poverty. Yeah, poverty. All the ain't that a liberal? See, you and me. Ain't that a liberal? Distribute.
Hi, how are you? Welcome back, Political Bombshell. We are going to talk about facts about chocolate Labradors. As it's, like I said, very self-serving to myself. And for anyone who is interested in Labradors, specifically chocolate labs. But there's so many different kinds of labs. And I think pretty much their temperaments are the same. I know, like I said, I've owned a black Labrador before. I've seen gray ones, and I've seen the chocolate ones. I'm not sure if there's any colors, but those are the main ones that I've seen. If you know of any other ones, be sure to drop us a line, just like the ad just said. So, facts about chocolate Labradors. Now the picture of the one that I'm looking at, this is typical for their eyes. It's like a yellowish type color. And Chip here, he's got like, I can't even describe, it's like a, let me see. He's sleeping, I want to wake him up. Let me quick look at a picture of him. I don't want to wake him up just to look at his eyes. Chip, chip, chip. He's so beautiful. My beautiful chocolate lab. Chip eyes is actually, yeah, it's the same. Just a little bit lighter. But yeah. It looks like his. At first, I thought that he might be mixed. He's not mixed at all. That was my first thought, that he was going to be mixed, because most places aren't going to adopt, you know, a pure bloodline. But this particular place, Paw Safe Rescue. I'm going to give them a plug because they're doing the Lord's work. They're amazing down there. So Paw Safe Animal Rescue. Just look them up if you want to rescue. I don't know if they do other animals, but there was only dogs that I seen at the rescue, which was in Ellington, Connecticut. I think they also go somewhere in New York. So there may be other places too, but just look them up. Paw Safe Animal Rescue. Yes, okay, so I guess his eyes are the same. Just like this one I'm looking at, which is good. That means he's very much authentically chocolate lab. Velvety, sleek chocolate labs are often the most popular color of Labrador retrievers. And they're not lying about the the skin, I mean the fur. I mean everyone, I couldn't go anywhere without everyone petting him. Every pet store I went to, whether it be Dave's, which is amazing. Dave's is where I ended up the puppy food, the Oligen one that was online for $100, $93 for a 50-pound bag. I found just a 25-pounder, which fills up a bucket, and he's a puppy. It's gonna last him a little bit long, but the 25-pounder, I think, is half of 100, so $50. But I went ahead and got that for him. But no matter where I took him, everyone had to stop. As I was coming out of PetSmart in Hadley, you had a couple going in with a black lab, bigger than bit looked a lot bigger than mine's. But when I took him in the pet store, I forgot to turn my phone down. When I took him in the pet store, he was literally sleeping on me as I'm walking around. So that was pretty. He's pretty comfortable with me. Pretty comfortable, so that's good. And I always thought that black labs, to be honest, was the most popular color. That's the only ones I've ever seen before. At least in St. Thomas, anyway. I've never seen a chocolate lab. I only seen that once I moved in Connecticut and out here in Massachusetts as well. But so I don't know that this is accurate, but I suppose St. Thomas is just a tiny island, so maybe it is accurate. But anyway, chocolate Labradors, once considered the ugly duckling of the three colors. So I was right, it is three colors: black, gray, and brown. I don't think it's the ugly duckling. Who considers it that? Of the three colors of this retriever breed, are nowadays considered one of the most beautiful. With their endearing personalities and willingness to please, the chocolate lab, along with the black and yellow lab. Oh yeah, so wait a minute. Oh yeah, yellow lab was actually originally what I wanted to get. It wasn't black. I didn't mean to fib. Now that I was fibbing, I just forgot about it. I couldn't find any yellow labs, but that's what I wanted because yellow labs are very intelligent. But all labs are intelligent. So, but I wanted a yellow lab specifically, but I couldn't find any. And so by default, I went to the black one, and which was taken from me, and so I ended up going with one that I always wanted, and I don't regret it one bit. I love him already. But maybe I thought for some reason that they also had gray labs. Am I wrong? Gray retrievers. I must be wrong because they said of the three colors, there's definitely a black one, a yellow lab, and the chocolate one. So maybe the gray one. Am I wrong? I have to look this up real quick. I just don't know that I'm wrong. Oh, hold on, let me do a quick search. I just don't think that I'm wrong. Let's see. Hold on a second here. Let's see. I'm just typing in gray Labradors. Let's see. Gray Labradors. Look up photos. I know I was right. Yeah, there's some gray ones right here. So apparently there's more than three colors. Now, there's gray, yellow, black, and chocolate. So tell me, I knew I wasn't I would say, honestly, I mean, the gray ones are cute too, but if you're gonna call any of them the ugly duckling from all of those colors, the gray ones would be the ugliest ones, I think. They're all cute, honestly. All right, let's not get into that. Okay, so, but let's see, the willingness to please, the talkative lab, along with the black and yellow lab, has earned the top spot in the hearts of millions. Yeah. History of the talkative lab. This is what I want to know. I also want to know about the temperament. Well, hold on, we'll get to that. Let's just go through this piece by piece. Talkative labs have been known in the breed as long as the black and yellow labs. I never knew that. However, it was not until the 20th century that they were recognized in the US. Until then, both yellow and chocolate labs were less favored than the black lab and not considered good enough for showing. The chocolate color is not inherited as a simple recessive gene, which makes it difficult for breeders to establish a definite breeding pattern for producing consistently chocolate-colored dogs with the same color intensity and dark points. Some genetics believe that chocolate color is produced through a modifying action by genes of partial dominance that dilute or blend with the color produced by genes for other colors. Coat color. The chocolate lab's color ranges from medium to dark chocolate, not too light or washed out looking. White markings on the chest are allowed, Chip has that, but not desirable in the breed standard. Brindle patterns or tan markings are disqualified. The intensely rich color of the chocolate coat color paired with a short hair coat makes chocolate looks like pure velvet. This is very true. Eye color. Light eyes have oftentimes been a problem for breeders of chocolate labs who were trying to achieve dark chocolate or black eyes. Some breeders will successfully breed for dark eyes by breeding only black labs that are known producers of chocolate, even though some may not like light eyes. It's hard to disagree that the contrast between a chocolate-colored coat and eyes of light brown, green, hazel, or golden yellow give a dog a truly outstanding presence that appeals to many chocolate lab owners. It's true. Very true. Here we go with temperament. This will tell me if all labs are pretty much the same temperament. Temperament. Like all labs, chocolate poses a sweet, soft demeanor. This is true so far. Eyes truly are the window to the soul of the lab. Kind and friendly, their eyes tell the whole story of this engaging, outgoing breed. Bred to point, flush, and retrieve game, this soft mouthed dog has stamina and energy to spare. Agreed. Agreed. Making him a treasured hunting companion. Easy to train. Chocolate labs excel in field trials and in the obedience ring. Steady and reliable, they are remarkable search and rescue dogs, guide dogs to the blind and assistants, dogs to the physically challenged. Their intelligence, gentle ways, and adaptability account for their popularity as family dogs. They constantly rank among the top most owned dog breeds according to the American Kennel Club registration statistics. So, I am not disappointed at all. Look at him. He's so cute. Oh, my little puppy. So, let's see. Where do they come from? I have learned quite a bit. And by the way of he's looking at me, it looks like he needs to go out. And so am I going to go out. Don't forget to follow the link for, what is this? Hold on a second. Follow the link to, if you are in New York, Connecticut, or surrounding states, like I was Massachusetts, and you want to go to one of their events, I'm sure all the dogs weren't, and puppies weren't adopted. Paw Safe, I will leave a link to their website. I believe it's pawsafe.org, but I will definitely have a link there. You know, it's always better. You know, I was going to go the route of, you know, going to a breeder, but economically that would have been a little bit harsh on me, $2,500. Not to say this, he's worth every penny, but to rescue a dog, a puppy, it's a more satisfying feeling. And yes, it's a lot of people don't like to do it because they hold you to standards as well as you should be. You sign a contract saying that there's certain things they expect of you, or you will surrender the dog without refund. And it's getting dark out. I need to let Chip out. So sweet. You are a sweetheart. Okay, I'm gonna let him out. And I encourage you to. He wants to play. Bite the finger. Puppies are just amazing. I mean, of all the animals that I've ever had, puppies, kittens, what you call a baby, sugar gliders, but puppies are just amazing. Oh, you're so cute. All right, let's get out of here. As Chip munches on my finger. Goodbye, everyone.
It's time to fling a couple M80s aimed at our enemies, 'cause they don't believe what we believe. It seems so strange to use violence this way. Come to think of it, we're all just f***ing hypocrites. We're anti-fascist, man. Using fascist tactics, man. We only came to beat you. Your city, it can burn too. It's okay, 'cause you're all Nazis. we're all so virtuous and don't know what the f*** we are doing. We're a laughing stock, so here we come to throw a big tantrum. We don't change a thing. We're just in lust with rioting. We're anti-fascist, man. Using fascist tactics, man. We only came to beat you. Your peaceful assembly, too. No big deal, cause you're just Nazis.
Antifa. Antifa.
Don't tell them, please, or mom and dad will ground me. Say something I feel is wrong, and I'll scream Nazi and crack your skull!
Look at us, we're Antifa. Did I mention we were Antifa? You should come and join Antifa.
The boogeyman with Antifa! We're anti-fascist, man! Using fascist tactics, man! We only came to beat you! Your free speech, it can't die to justify, cause you're a Nazi,
Antifa. 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 Dumb as fuck.
Welcome, welcome, Political Bomb Show. Rayshon Blyden here. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf, Snapchat, P Bomb Show, Facebook, The Political Bomb Show. And you can see pictures and video clips of my new beautiful puppy. So I encourage you to check it out. He's amazing. I can't be happier. So basically, I spoke about adopting a puppy, and so to make a long story short, I was supposed to adopt from an agency, and the puppy was coming from farm. I forgot where it was coming out. I want to say Arizona or something. I think it was Arizona. Yeah, it was coming from Arizona, and so I filled out the adoption paperwork, and I was approved, and I already picked out the puppy that I wanted. It was a black lab, and she was beautiful. She was amazing. I even had a name, and I came very close to ordering dog tags for her. I had a name picked out. All my friends, my mom, well, my mom is actually the one who named her Midnight, and everyone liked the name. And so I said, okay, this is the puppy I want. So they sent me an email saying I was approved, and I went ballistic, because I read, this is why I say never read just the headlines. Even when it comes to your news content, don't just go by the headlines, because if you go by the headlines, you're always 9 out of 10 times going to be misled. Case in point, I didn't take my own advice. All I did was saw that I was approved, and I screamed. I was screaming with excitement, almost wet my pants. I was like, yes, Midnight is here. I'm going to go order the dog tags. And so then I opened the email, and the happiness quickly turn to what's the word I'm looking for? What's stronger than disappointment? Depressed. I was depressed as nothing. It said I was approved of the adoption. That is correct, but my puppy was already adopted. I was depressed the whole day. I remember it was morning time, and I was already eating lunch, even though I had already eaten breakfast. Some people I forgot what he called it, but sometimes to deal with depression, some people eat, and that's, I'm one of them. I eat when I get depressed. And so that's exactly what I did. I ate. And I guess I will call it a blessing, because I went back on the, where did I go? Adopt a Pet. They have an app, but they also have a website, Adopt a Pet. And so I came across Chip. Chip, he's also a Labrador, but he's a chocolate lab. And he's a purebred. You know, the other thing about adopting, on most of these, in most of these rescue organizations, the puppies are 9.999%, 99.999% of the time they are mixed. And so when I saw Chip, he's not mixed, he's just a chocolate lab. And I've always been fascinated by chocolate labs. I mean, labs, I love. Black labs or Zolls, always the ones that I've had before. And I love chocolate, I mean, I love black labs. That's the one I was trying to adopt in the first place. But I've always wanted a chocolate lab. I really did. And their adoption paperwork wasn't as strenuous as the other place, where the other place, they wanted to know references, and they wanted to know where I worked and all this stuff. And a whole bunch of, a lot more questions. Obviously, this place asked a lot of questions too. And so I said, you know, I'm just going to go for this. I don't think that's, I don't think a chocolate lab is going to last long. There was two of them. And the event was on this past weekend, Saturday, Sunday. And so they got back to me on Saturday and they said, you know, you can come down this weekend to our event. And I couldn't make it to the Saturday one, which I was very distraught, because Chip was available on Saturday. And I said, and I had, the only time I could go was Sunday. I said, Chip isn't going to be there. I'm almost sure that these chocolate labs will not be there. Well, actually, one would be that I knew. And that was the one I thought I was going to have to go for. I can't remember his name, because he was ready on Sunday, whereas Chip was ready on Saturday. And so I went down there. And like I see, you can see the beautiful pictures on Snapchat at P Bomb Show. But I went down there and I waited in line. I was actually the first one. The adoption coordinators came over, two young girls, and they said, what are you looking to adopt? I said, there was a chocolate lab that I was very interested in. And so they started me on the side where there was no chocolate labs, but I came very close. I saw some border collies, and my buddy, he says, it's a good thing he didn't go for them, because he said their personality probably would clash with me, but he said they're not cool like Labradors. But I'm sure I'm going to have some border collie hate mail, email, voice messages, but hey, I don't know about them. That was my word, that was his. But anyway, I went in there, I was playing with her, and she came to me and she liked me and everything. I was like, oh man. And they were looking at me like, what do you think, you're interested? I was like, yeah, I might be interested, but I want to go and see if the chocolate lab is there. Specifically, it was Chip. So, sure enough, we go around and I see someone outside of the kennel holding the chocolate lab, and my heart just dropped. I was like, oh no. But then one of the coordinators said, oh, there's a chocolate lab in here. I didn't know which one it was. So they opened the kennel, I go in, and sure enough, it was Chip. I saw the collar, it said Chip, and Chip just completely ignored me. He didn't pay any attention to me when I pet him. He didn't come to me. He just was like, leave me alone, leave me alone. And so I said, this is the one I want. Most people would not want the one that doesn't interact with them, but I just had my heart set on Chip. And so they said, you like him? I was like, yes, I want him. And so they brought him out, and we went to where the you have to fill out the paperwork and, you know, sign and pay and all this stuff. And so I put him in the back of the car seat, and not even halfway to the drive, he is yelping. He is not happy. So I pull over and I bring him in the front. And this is where the bonding began. He jumped into my lap and fell asleep in my arms. It was a great feeling. I was like, you know, now I'm very excited about this. I was like, okay, all right, Chip. I said, you need some puppy shampoo, which I don't have. So I stopped. Wait, I should rewind back to, I saw someone that I used to work with before. I don't think he recognized me, or he did, but he was also going to adopt as I was leaving to coming up with Chip. But and he replied on my Instagram. I also put some of the pictures and videos there. He said I also adopted at the same place, so apparently he didn't recognize me. I mean, I recognized him, but I didn't want to stop because I was leaving and he was going in to look at puppies. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going to distract. So I'm going to keep going. Okay, so anyway, I stop at Enfield, the PetSmart. I decide that, okay, I'm going to get some puppy shampoo. And I've always, you know, I've never done this. When I had Zeus, he was... he was, you know, great, but I didn't have him this young. I didn't have him at 2 months. Chip is only 2 months and 5 days, so I never, I don't know, I was much more poor and not able to do what I'm doing for Chip, and it's a learning experience for me because I purchased pet insurance. I think that it could have saved Zeus's life if I was able to afford pet insurance, especially the policy that I'm with, the company that I'm with, because there's some pet insurance that you gotta look out for because they don't cover what's called pre-existing conditions. For instance, in Labradors, they're known to have hip problems. And so my pet insurers don't discriminate against that. They still cover that. With Rottweilers, they're prone to cancer. And that's exactly what Zeus died from, cancer. So if I had pet insurance and I was doing regular checkups, they probably could have caught it. But, you know, there's nothing I can do about it now. But it definitely a learning experience with Chip. From day one, I have the pet insurance. He has his first checkup coming up soon. And when it comes to food, this is another thing. I did extensive reviews and got a wealth of information of things that I did not know. Had I known, I mean, who knows if I didn't contribute to the cancer? Because what one thing I found out is when it comes to the, I guess it's called kibble, the dry dog food, a lot of companies put a lot of junk in there. Now, just like human food, whatever the first ingredient is that's listed, it's got more of that in it. And what you'll find, pretty, you know, from your Purina and your your what I call the store or supermarket dog food, what you'll find is the first ingredients is corn and a lot of fillers. And so I wasn't gonna make that mistake this time around. I'm really, basically, Zeus has made me a better dad for my puppy, because I know a lot more and I'm older now and wiser now. I'm able to provide a lot more for Chip than I could Zeus. He's right here lying down at my feet right now. It's a very sweet dog. He hates it when I leave. I feel bad putting him in the crate, but he's a puppy and he's already trying to chew on electrical, cords and stuff. I'm not gonna leave him running loose. I did buy, which is not gonna come in until Friday, but I got him a playpen. And so what I'm gonna do is set up sort of a, I'm gonna attach it to the crate. I've seen many videos of people doing it. You attach it to the crate, and so he has like more room to run about. So I'm gonna get that going in the kitchen, so he's not just confined to his crate. So definitely looking forward to putting that up. But I haven't lost my place. Okay, so anyway, so I get him to PetSmart, and this is something that I've never thought I'd do. I've always used to just look at people carrying around a puppy like a baby, how in your arms. I was like, look at this. This is dumb. This is not even a baby. But I did the same thing. Guilty, guilty as charged. I'm guilty. I did the same thing. Had him in my arms as I walked into the pet shop, PetSmart. Just very proud and happy. A proud father. I just adopted him. I'm like excited. And everyone flocked around me. There was oh, could I pet him? Everyone, hands all over Chip. He was the talk of the pet store. And the salesperson, she instantly came over to me. She was all happy. And she's like, oh, he's so cute. And so I told him I needed some organic puppy shampoo. And I also did not want to just switch him to my brand of food. So I got a small bag of what they were feeding him, so it doesn't upset his stomach too much. And I don't know why I bought this. I got talked into a coupon book, paid $20 for it. I was like, I was just so overly excited. I didn't even pay attention. So anyway, the thing I found out about the kibble or dry dog food is anything listed after salt is less than 1% of that ingredient. And so when I went to another PetSmart in my area, in my neck of the woods in Hadley, I knew what to look for. And so I'm sad to report that every single food they had there had a bunch of junk after salt. And that was one of the other things that they say. I can't think of the name of the company, but they said that they're responsible for killing thousands and thousands of dogs, because apparently they didn't route the amount of vitamins and all the other chemicals that they put in too much, in plain English, and they overdosed and killed thousands and thousands of dogs. And so when I saw that, like I say, YouTube has a wealth of information. I don't use it for entertainment purposes only, but I use it for a wealth of information. And that's how I found out. And so I didn't find this brand on YouTube at first. I kept digging and digging because now I know what to look for as far as the ingredients. I found that did I find? I found that there was hundreds of brands that was not gonna cut it. And so I finally searched for organic food, no chemicals, no added ingredients. And I can't even pronounce the name of it. Ojin? I can't pronounce it. I think I'm butchering the name, but that is the only brand that had just all natural ingredients. I had my friend, I told him about it because I know he's a dog lover too. He has two poodles. I said, read the ingredients in the science diet one that they had him on. Read what comes after salt. He was shocked of the junk that came in, things he couldn't even pronounce. Okay, I said, now read the one that I bought for him. And he was like, wow, this has nothing in it but natural stuff. He's eating better than we are. And so I was very happy that I made the right decision there. And it's pricey. A 50-pound bag of that puppy origin food is $93. But it's definitely worth it because, like I said, I'm a really great dad now. I'm not looking on price. You know, his friendship is priceless, and so that's why I've spent, I can't tell you how much already on him. And I'm gonna probably continue, most likely, to be spending more on him. But I also want to take him to some training classes. He definitely needs some training. He, as far as walking on the leash and simple commands, I'm gonna sign him up for that stuff through PetSmart. They do have programs, and they're the price is fair for three classes. I think it's like $90 or something. It's not bad. So Chip will definitely need it. So what else? So he's made an impact in my life already. And so I didn't just want his name to be Chip. It's just like when my Zeus was alive and his name was just Zeus, you know, I mean, that's just common. Dogs usually just have one name, Zeus. And Chip has his one name. And I've always bucked the trend. I gave Zeus a full name. And so I wanted to give Chip a full name. So his name is Chip Chaoro. Now, Chaoro basically is Japanese for brown, so Chip Brown, but Chip Chaoro sounds pretty cool. So that's what I named him. One of my my fans, who's been a fan forever, he follows me on Snapchat, and he when I was gonna get Midnight, he came up. He told me, I can't even remember how you say it, but He said you should name her, and it was black in Japanese. And so I kind of took his concept with Chip Brown, but Chip Chaoro. So that is his name, Chip Chaoro. And he's too young right now to be neutered. And it's one of the stipulations in my adoption. You have to do it. Now, it's insane. He's originally from Mississippi, and this doesn't hold well on you, Mississippi. It's apparently it's a common problem down south. I have to say, us up north, we love dogs more than you guys down there, because you guys abandon dogs like crazy. I mean, who abandons a leader of Chocolate Labs. Are you kidding me? They were strays. Insane. So I'm very happy, because if I had to go get a Chocolate Lab, it'd be at least $2,500. And I just paid the adoption fee, which is pretty much $500. And that's a steal. But it's also very, very concerning that in Mississippi, you abandon full breed dogs or any animals for that matter. But it's apparently a really bad problem down there. So I'm glad I was able to step in and be Chip Chaworo's dad. And hopefully we have many, many years of happiness. Now, this wasn't exactly how I meant to open the show, but sometimes things don't go as planned. So when I get back, I will get into the news. We'll talk about the chopper crash lands on the New York skyscraper. And since nothing else is on my mind but Chocolate Labs, that'll be my main monologue. It'll be a learning experience for me. I want to know. I'm guessing they're pretty much like lab, like a typical lab, like a black lab as far as temperament. My sugar gliders are not happy with him, I have to say. They do not like him. But he's curious and want to know them. But they don't want to know him. So, anyway. I'll also talk about hundreds of Ebola-ridden Congo dumped in Texas. Kids with chicken pox. Martha Mueller exploited cell phone GPS to track Trump associates. Congressional pay raise amendments roll house. Archbishop called on Pope to resign. I think he should. He really should. He really should resign. I agree. And many more things right after this.
Political corruption, pitfalls of nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're off to corruption. Political bomb. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.